Parshas Mikates begins that Paroi, Pharaoh, had a dream. He dreamed about cows and later about ears of grain. As we learn from the sequel in the Parsha, the dreams were prophetic, though neither Pharaoh nor his counselors understood their messages. This is not the first time that we find dreams in the Torah. We already learned about the prophetic dream of Yaakov in Parshas Vayetze, the prophetic dreams of Yosef in Parshas Vayeshev, and the prophetic dreams of Pharaoh's baker and butler, also in Parshas Vayeshev. Dreams are a quite fascinating subject. They are part of our human reality, and yet so elusive in understanding. They occur when we sleep, when the conscious workings of the mind are suspended. They are a manifestation of our unconscious or subconscious being, a kind of hallucinatory experience with some degree of coherence, yet often confused and bizarre. Most dreams seem no more than fictional movies or plays in which we play a major role and which we soon forget. At other times, they haunt us. They seem to have a message. They may inspire, reveal certain insights, or even predict things, as in what is referred to as déjà vu dreams. Philosophers and theologians, psychiatrists and mystics, are fascinated by the subject of dreams, and have something to say about it. The Talmud and other rabbinic writings discuss dreams at length. On the one hand, they state that dreams have some prophetic content. On the other hand, they add, just as wheat cannot be without straw, so there cannot be a dream without some nonsense. This makes it quite difficult to understand dreams and to interpret them correctly. Joseph, our Parsha tells us, was a man who had this ability. He could separate the real from the imagined, the true from the illusion. He was able to do so, as he expressed it, not because of his own power, but by divine grace. It is interesting to note, though, that there are some basic differences, even among prophetic, divinely inspired dreams, which are related in the Torah. Yaakov dreamt about a ladder standing in the ground and its top reaching into the heavens. Yosef dreamt about sheaves in the field and about the sun, moon, and stars in the sky. The dreams of Pharaoh and his servants, on the other hand, were of a different kind, of animals, of grapes, of baked goods. Our sages note that the content of a dream and the subjects in the dream relate to the mental and spiritual makeup of the dreamer. The contents of a dream generally are inspired or generated by the person's own thoughts in his waking state. In other words, the kinds of things you think about in daytime, you dream about at nighttime. Conversely, this means that from a person's dreams, you can know something about the thoughts in that person's heart. In a similar vein, our sages state that the dreams of the wicked generally are of neither the heavens or the earth themselves, but of things somewhere in between, while the dreams of the righteous do deal with the heavens and the earth, as we see in the dreams of Yaakov and Yosef. There is a moral in all of this, for we tend to think that our subconscious reality is an independent entity, but it is not truly so. It is influenced by our conscious reality. We influence and condition our unconscious and subconscious by the thoughts, speech, and actions of our conscious state in our day-to-day dealings. Even our dreams, the unconscious workings of our mind when we sleep, are a reflection, a mirror image, of where we are really at when awake. Obviously, then, this puts a tremendous onus of responsibility on us and on our conscience, even for acts or words that seem to be unintentional slips, accidental or coincidental. We learn from the dreams related in the Torah and from the teachings of our sages about dreams that we can control and determine not only our conscious behavior, but also our unconscious or subconscious behavior.